Related question, and it goes to you, Dominic. Salem, like all coastal communities, has to consider climate change and rising sea levels. How should Salem address the climate crisis, and what are the first things your administration will consider? Are the things we should be doing that we are not doing?
Thanks. The climate crisis is, as I've said before, the existential crisis of our time and our children's generation and future generations. We've taken some incredible steps here in Salem. In the last few years, I was proud to be part of the team that helped create the new Department of Sustainability that worked with our partners in Beverly to create a regional climate action plan called Resilient Together. And then we leveraged that plan to create micro plans targeting places like El Punto, and now we're working on a plan around Collins Cove. And those provide us the opportunity to pursue state grants to actually invest in resilient upgrades to seawalls, infrastructure, and other components of our city along the coastline. We are a historic city, we are an environmental justice community, and we are a coastal city. So we are going to feel the impacts of the climate crisis, and we're already starting to feel those impacts. We need to leverage opportunities like the Inflation Reduction Act, the Bipartisan Infrastructure and Jobs Act, to bring in federal dollars to help invest in things like infrastructure investments, to move critical infrastructure out of flood zones, to make it resilient, and to think about the future of our city. And at the same time, we need to reduce our own contributions to the climate crisis. It started with something like as simple as Power Choice, a program that I was happy to help start with the city. This is our municipal electricity aggregation program, provides electricity supplied entirely from green renewable energy sources to everyone in the city, while also providing a more stable electricity supply rate than national grids. These are all efforts and steps that we've taken through the sustainability department, the planning department, and they would continue to be priorities for me going forward because this is the existential crisis of our time.
Thank you. Neil.
So I actually have a lot of experience in this area, having been the town manager in Salisbury for the last 20 years, which, as you know, is the coastal community. Salisbury's experiences a significant flooding, not only on the beach that creates erosion, but it also impacts several neighborhoods that have close proximity not only to the beach but to the Merrimack River. So we've been heavily involved in some of the state programs that help to fund resiliency projects through what's called the Municipal Vulnerability Program, MVP program. And those are the types of programs that cities like Salem need to take advantage of, particularly when there are potential developments on or near our floodplains or near our coast. I have a particular concern, for example, about the redevelopment of Shetland Park. The plan that's being proposed is grossly out of scale with the neighborhood and is also being proposed to be built in a very environmentally sensitive area. So I think I can put my experience to work in the coastal areas of Salem, not unlike what I have done in Salisbury. I also very heavily into green energy. I began and started the municipal aggregation program in Salisbury, which just this past year alone, for our small community of 9,000 people, saved the ratepayers of Salisbury over $1 million in electricity costs because we have the rate locked in for 3 years. So Salisbury's a green community. We're on top of all these things, and I have a lot of experience in them, and I know I could hit the ground running in Salem the same way.
Thank you.